This week saw the opening of a new exhibition in Prague by respected Czech photographer and filmmaker Martin Frojda. The show is entitled New York Walker in Blizzard. As it suggests, the show and accompanying book features a collection of photographs of New York snowed under, arguably the only time that life in the Big Apple ever slows. And the exhibition is on at the U.S. Embassy's Cultural Center in Prague. In our interview, Martin Frojda began by telling me, well, how he saw the greatest city on Earth.
Specifically Manhattan, I think it's a really big kettle of energy. Every time if I'm coming to New York, specifically to Manhattan, you know, you can feel this absolutely amazing energy. You can meet the different cultures. You can taste the perfect cuisine. And so I think Manhattan and New York City is my favorite town in the world.
What are some sites, specifically now as a photographer, that you like visiting or that you have returned to again and again?
I usually traveling to New York each year one or two times. So sometimes for business, sometimes just take a rest, taking a picture of New York. My first visit in New York, it was, I think, in 1985. So it's a it's a long, long time.
And the city's changed quite a bit then, of course. Do you think that it's sort of milder today, if we can use that term?
I think it is. In this year, 1985, it more dangerous. If people was traveling by subway, you have to always look around what's going to happen. And so now it's a perfect, clean city. Mm-hmm. No worry.
Your new exhibition and the book capture Manhattan and New York in a very unusual way. Unusual weather conditions.
The name of the book is New York Walker in Blizzard, you know. And how came up this idea? I contacted last year a photographer, Mr. Antonin Kratochvil, to ask him to help me with the selection of the picture for my new book. And when he saw the pictures, he said, yeah, but the pictures with the winter, in the capturing in the winter time are the best, and I think there was no book with winter pictures of New York till this time, and so that was the idea.
How many blizzards are featured? In effect, how many did you have to go through?
I think two real blizzards and three or four snowstorms.
When something like that hits New York, which never stops, do you think that the result is significant, the impact?
I think it's a really interesting atmosphere, really amazing. I think for a few hours will everything stop. Beautiful light, excellent, beautiful light, and everywhere is quiet.
To capture that light, what kind of equipment do you use? Are you shooting in digital or is it analog?
I started with analog camera, and of course now I'm continuing with the digital camera. So I use the Nikon cameras with lenses, so with many different lenses.
Is what you see in the final prints what you saw looking through the lens?
If I'm capturing to the digital camera, the format's called RAW or RAW picture, and after that you must edit it. So normally the picture is in a color, and after that you must transfer it. You must edit it to the black and white.
Do you think that that lends itself better to this type of photography, to what you're trying to capture there?
Yeah, definitely. The black and white is so much more abstractive. I think if you take a picture in a winter time, it's you become also more contrast to this picture because of black and white. And I think this is the best for the picture like this, the choice of black and white.
I imagine one of the goals was to shoot a lot of iconic areas. You have Wall Street.
Yeah.
You have the Brooklyn Bridge.
It's always depend on the light. For example, I like very much the area. It's called South Reed Seaport. It's close to the Brooklyn Bridge. There is also the old ship, the Peking ship. I think it's a 100 old year ship. And this area is always very quiet, and you can feel like in the past, in these docks and piers, between these docks and piers. So I think it's one of my favorite plays. And second one, for example, is Dumbo Street in Brooklyn. Between the Brooklyn Bridge and Manhattan Bridge on the Brooklyn side. What was also very interesting to take a picture in the blizzard on Times Square. You still see the lights from the advertising panels and everything, and the snow with the combination with the snow. It's very interesting. It's amazing. Yeah.
Overall, the impression that I was left with is one which is serene, kind of quiet. You can almost hear those sort of crunching footsteps on the snow from the lone walker or the cyclist in the middle of the street. Do you romanticize it, the city?
Oh, maybe. A lot of this picture, you can see a lone man walking through the street with full of snow, you know. So that's the reason why the book's called New York Walker.
Could we go so far as to say that some residents, some inhabitants live for these kind of days, because you have the person who takes out the cross-country skis in the middle of the city?
Yeah. That's happened, I think, a little bit after the blizzard. You know, it's also a very short time where you can find a lot of snow on the street and streets and in the Central Park. And this time, many New Yorkers bring this ski and are... You know, are running around the city. So one of the I took this picture. All channels are showing pictures from blizzard. It's a main subject on the news. Just white snow.